done for Crooked Creek in order to get financiers involved and larger producers involved is one of the things that we did was make a proof of concept trailer. And we're actually not even done with it yet. We shot it in early December. We did a three-day shoot where I shot key scenes with extremely talented Los Angeles actors. And the proof of concept trailer, I guess, in its best form, is really kind of a short synopsis of what the feature film is. It outlines the genre, the tone, the visuals, the stories, the director's vision, for instance. Mm-hmm. Because what's happened in the industry is less and less, no one wants to read scripts anymore. Everything's going by so fast that they want to see something in front of them in the medium that they're looking at. So what ends up happening is you have to make something to grab their attention. And so this has really started to come about more and more, I'd say, in the last 5 years. I mean, for instance, Rian Johnson, for his film Looper, didn't really do a proof of concept trailer, but he did what's called a sizzle reel. And he used a little bit of animation. He took a couple scenes from a Bruce Willis film, little pieces, little tiny pieces, a couple little pieces of Joseph Gordon-Levitt in other films, and then had Joseph Gordon-Levitt, because they're good friends, having made Brick together, he had to do some narration. So he put together this little presentation. And that's the easiest form in some ways to do. It's just a visual presentation. The proof of concept trailer goes one step further, as I said. And it really grabs key moments from the film. You shoot them, and you then present this to financiers and production companies. And we have some financing in place already. And now the proof of concept trailer will push us to that next level, to that next section of getting larger and missing to really pull this off. So it's been an interesting process, and not just using it for presentation, but what I found as a director was it was absolutely invaluable, because I had a chance to direct in real form many of the key moments in Crooked Creek, and that was really interesting for me, because now I could kind of tweak things in my head and say, oh, you know, when I've got that 5, 6, 7 week shoot in Minnesota, I'm going to do this instead. And that was exciting for me, not just to say, okay, I've got to get this all down, but now I can play a little and see what works and doesn't work. And that was really exciting. So it served many purposes for us here at Montevegas, and as well as myself as the director. So I had the opportunity to work with some really talented people, had a wonderful crew. We shot for 3 days at a ranch in Chino Hills, California, which is just south of us. And we auditioned over 200 actors to find two people that could really play the Aunt Ruth role and the nephew Richard role, the two con artists. And was lucky to find Sarah Fisk and Rian Vigilant to portray those two roles. What we're doing now is I shot approximately 13 pages and cut it into a longer form, almost like a short film. Mm-hmm. And then that is being taken by a friend of ours who cuts trailers for a living, and he will now cut it into a trailer. But as opposed to a trailer that's made for a feature film where exciting visuals, great music and everything, ours will obviously have all that, but it'll also be a bit of a synopsis so that the people that we approach will understand exactly what this is about. And this is what you're having to do more and more. You can't just give somebody a script. They don't want to spend the time to think about it in their head or have meetings with you or this or that. Previously, people might do drawings and sketches and things like that and use that as part of the presentation form. But that isn't even good enough anymore. So this whole proof of concept trailer or sizzle reel is something that's really starting to happen a lot here for filmmakers that have made pictures and for filmmakers that want to make their first picture. It's almost a necessity now. I kind of look at it as research and development, like any corporation now who's making drugs or phones or who knows, widgets. They've got a research and development section of their company. And so we kind of looked at it as that this is part of our R&D. We know what we're doing. We think we've got something really special here. We can pull it off. Let's show them what this could be. And it's proved to already work in our favor as we've approached financiers that we've worked with in the past. They came out to the set. They looked at what we were doing, and they said, we're in. So each step of the way, we keep people involved, and now we're going to approach others as well to kind of put this whole thing together. And the idea for it, of actually doing it, I should say, came from Christopher Lockhart. He produced the documentary Most Valuable Players, produced and wrote the documentary Most Valuable Players. He was also a producer on The Collector and The Collection, which were two films that were extremely popular and did very, very well. And The Collector was launched this way a few years ago. And we've known Chris for quite a few years. We've talked about his projects, talked about our projects, and it was just kind of came together at the right time where we were sitting at Chris's home and talking about this, and he didn't really have his next project lined up. We didn't really have the next project lined up, and he goes, Crooked Creek, it's ready to go. Let's do it. And he said, this is where I think we need to go. And I was hesitant at first. I was like, do I want to spend money on this? Do I want to go through all this work? Because it is. It's like shooting almost a full feature, just shorter, you know?
Yeah.
And what we ended up finding out is that we should have spent five, and we ended up shooting in three because we budgeted for that and had everybody come in at a time that they were available. That was really important to us, that I get the right cinematographer, that I get the right actors, that I get the right crew, and everybody's making lots of money doing bigger things. And so early December was kind of the sweet spot where everybody said, I got some time. Yeah, I want on. I want to be a part of this. And so we were really lucky that way to get everybody involved and shoot it at that time. But it was so ambitious, and but we were able to do it. And I'm very pleased in how it's going so far. But it was really Christopher Lockhart that said, we have to do this. This is what's happening in the industry, and let's do it. And he was right. And it's been really a very interesting journey so far. And so in about a month, I'll have the completed trailer or synopsis, as it were. And then we push further. And I'd love to see us doing this late this year, early next year.